Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of S&M Radio. I'm one of your hosts, Max, and alongside me, as always, is Sasha, the certifiable diva.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay.
That's good.
Dipping my tea.
Okay, Kermit.
Yeah.
Well, today we have another guest who's been out here, I think, two times before.
I believe so.
She's been out here two times before. She's a fashion designer out of Georgia, and she goes by the name Danny Rockmore. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, there you go.
Hello, how you doing? Happy New Year.
I'm fine. How you doing?
We're doing good.
Sipping my tea, I'm sorry.
I know last time we was talking, you was just going to do a fashion show,
mm-hmm.
and decided to up because I heard about some things which we can't talk about yet. But you know,
I can speak on it, but I can't get into details about it.
Okay, so we're gonna get into that a little bit later then.
Okay,
we'll see that a little bit later then. Make everybody wait for the excitement news.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure everybody already know now because it's been all over the internet. So.
Oh yes, yes. That's I found out through your page.
Yes,
so,
yes. Part of the cover photos.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I do too. That black did something.
Yes, yes, it did. So, last time we talked, what's been going on?
Oh, a lot. Well, I've revamped my line this year, and it's coming out. I got 65 new designs coming out this year.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, so I have a maternity line coming out. I have a fitness line coming out. I have new dresses, jumpsuits, swimsuits, and everything. And then I'm also putting together a fashion tour.
Oh.
So we'll be going to different cities.
Okay.
Well, tell more about the fashion tour. How does that work?
What I'm going to do is I'll have artists. We'll go to different cities. The cities I have right now, we're going to start in Miami. And from Miami, we'll go to Charlotte. And then, of course, I'm going to my hometown, Fayetteville, North Carolina. And
mm-hmm.
then we'll end it in Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Will you be coming up
more
I'm
thinking about it. I'm trying to see where I need to go. It's a lot of places up there that I want to go to. I mean, a lot of places. But I got to see how their fashion is, and I got to make sure I got to bring something different, which, of course, I already do.
Right.
So mm-hmm. I'm thinking about it. It's a couple cities I got in mind that I might add on to the tour, but I won't say too much because I got a lot that I'm doing and I want to surprise people with.
Right. Now, do you have a date set up for the tour?
We're starting in June.
Oh, June.
So it's
going to
be June and July. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice. Now, this maternity work, what made you get into the whole maternity fashion thing?
Well, one of my models, my face of my company, she's actually due this year. So I said, okay, let me go ahead and use that and bring something different for the plus-size women that are actually expecting children. So the maternity line, it will have swimsuits, of course, because, I mean, a child, that's a blessing. So the little baby bump, that's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
That is really cute. It is cute. So we'll have the swimsuit line. I'll have some dresses. And it's not your average maternity line because I'm still making them sexy, but they're just pregnant.
Right. So when it comes to the maternity line versus, you know, the plus size line, is it going to be around the same fashion concept, or the maternity line is maybe a little bit more
demure?
Thank you.
Kind of covered up a little bit, or
no? Because I mean, some of the maternity clothes I hear, you know, I know you've seen them where they have the little stretch on the pants and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
it's noticeable. No, I'm not going to do that. Because you can still make the pants where they can still stretch and your stomach will be comfortable, but you can't see it. Because that little black part that they put on those pants, I don't even like that myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are kind of...
That just, that, it messes up the outfit.
Mm-hmm. And then there are some people that like to take their, you know... Right after you have the baby, it's not like you snap back. Everybody don't have that snap back, and you can still, you know, after some of the swelling goes down, if the clothes are still fashionable, you can still wear them later.
Yes. Yes, and see, that's why mine are different, because even when you do get your size or shape back, or you can still wear it because I use a lot of stretch material.
Mm-hmm.
So you can still wear it even when you do get your body back. It's just going to shape back to your body.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because you see that a lot in skinny. I hate to say skinny, but you do see that a lot in skinny maternity clothes. You know, they have clothes where the women are able to wear them later on if they want to, after they've had the baby, because nobody really, you know, 6 weeks after having a baby, you're not really going to go back to what you were 6 weeks after having a baby. You're still going to be
Because you still have that pudge in your stomach.
Yeah.
That takes time, unless you get some kind of surgery or something done, but everybody doesn't believe in that.
Yeah, exactly.
So no more jogging suits for y'all pregnant women, as you know, because, you know, Valentine's Day is running around the corner, so...
Ooh, my jogging suits!
I see a lot of women with jogging suits.
Oh, I've seen a lot of people with jogging suits and all different kinds of stuff because they're pregnant. No, you don't have to do that. You can still be sexy and be pregnant.
That's what my cousin did when she was pregnant.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she wore jogging suits and she wore a poster shirt and his jogging pants.
Oh, wow.
Because you got a lot of pregnant women, they just feel, okay, if I buy the clothes bigger, then it'll be okay. But what you going to do with those clothes after you had a baby?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then when you get to be, and most people think because a woman is wearing a size 4X or 5X, that she can't necessarily get pregnant. And, you know, that's not true. And when you get up into that size range of pregnancy wearing clothes, there's nothing left to wear but the standard muumuu.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the flower muumuu.
I can't stand that stuff. I cannot stand that. Oh, Lord, I cannot stand that.
I can't either. I detest wearing too many flowers. I automatically say, oh, my God, I look like a flower arrangement.
So, they make you look like someone's grandma. Yeah,
they do. They really do. It's sad. Well, I wanted to ask, like, when you go, you know, since you're out here in the fashion world and whatnot, do you feel that what you see here in Georgia or in the South, they're kind of late when it comes to the things that are coming down the pipeline from up north? Are we kind of like, are we still running 10 steps behind, or
some things, yes, because like when I went to Texas, their clothing is completely different.
Mm.
I mean, completely different. So, and I understand that some states get some things later, but
yeah,
it still shouldn't matter. You should be able to send it out everywhere.
True.
That's true.
I agree because I've always heard that, you know, when you're up north, everything that comes from up north, when it hits down south, it's like three to four years old.
Yeah, sometimes it is, but I'm gonna be honest, some things I've seen somewhere up north, that's okay. It can be late. I don't want to wear it.
Yeah. I agree with
it can
that.
Be late. It doesn't even have to come.
Exactly what I was just about to say. Some of it can sit there. Some of it needs to go back up north.
Right.
You need my Norman and
whoever made it.
No.
Y'all got to remember, too, it's not as hot down up there as it is down here.
But still, some things you just know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some things just leave it where it's at. Just don't even make it.
Yeah.
That's why I like different things. That's why I love having different stuff. You need stuff because if anyone is anything like me, I don't like wearing the same thing what somebody else has.
Right.
Yeah. I don't like to do that. And then, people ask me, where'd you get this? Where'd you get that? I know it's wrong, but sometimes I don't even tell them because I don't need you going to find what I got. And then you wearing it, and so you might wear it different from what I wear it, and then you might wear it and it be ugly, and then I'm gonna be mad.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I don't like anyone to bite my style either, you know. But you don't really have to worry about that a lot of times in Atlanta because the thing I like about women especially plus-size women in Atlanta, is that everyone, you may see someone with something similar to what you have on, but the way that you accessorize it can make something look totally different. And I like that about a lot of women in Atlanta, because especially if plus-size women, you know.
Because we have to stand out anyway.
We
have to stand out anyway because it's already a lot of stereotypes about us. So we have to do a little bit extra.
Yep.
So we can stay on the level that we need to stay at because there's myths that we don't know how to dress, we don't know how to do this, we don't know how to do that. So when they see a plus size woman that can dress and will dress her ass off and she has style with it, it's like they just seen the president or something. They are shocked. All of you just have to have style.
Exactly. And know how to put things together. You know, you'd be surprised at a lot of people. Have you ever gotten a thought about getting into styling people? Because I know a lot of people think when you, like I said, as a supersized BBW, a lot of people that I come across in my world, they feel like they can't wear this or they shouldn't wear this color. They shouldn't wear stripes. And if you do wear stripes, it needs to be horizontal or can't be vertical.
No, I mean, with me, I think you can wear. My only problem is I would have with some is just stick within your size. Don't buy anything because, you know, you have a lot of plus-size women that think, okay, if I buy it this size small, it's going to make me look smaller. No, you can get your same size. If you get something that complements your figure in your core area, it will make you look smaller.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to get it to complement your figure.
Exactly.
But wearing something smaller than what you're supposed to is not going to do it.
No. So have you,
it's just not
going to
do
you
it.
Have you come across or even thought about going in that aspect of maybe actually styling people, you know?
I've thought about it, and I've tried it. Most of my customers, I do a lot of custom designs. So if someone want something done, and I'll customize it for them because I have a lot. You know, you have some plus size women, they don't like to show their arm.
Yeah.
They have a thing about their arms. Well, you can always make something, and it can still make your arms look smaller, or you could put something on. Blazers go a long way.
Mm-hmm.
You could put a blazer on with just about anything and switch up the way it is, and it would look like 6-7 different outfits.
Yeah. Sure.
So it's just that, and then the person has to be comfortable within themselves. I get a lot of plus size women that, because me, I have some big arms, but it's not going to stop me from looking good. I'm going to put on what I want to put on, and I'm going to make it look classy.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot of women coming to me like, how do you get your confidence, and how do you dress like this? Well, for me personally, I don't care what nobody else thinks.
Exactly.
That's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get it.
People are going to talk regardless, so you can't be so focused on what someone else thinks. If you're comfortable within yourself, that's all that matters.
That's it.
I agree, because people are going to talk about you regardless. I'm the same way. You know, I had a friend that she didn't like showing her arms. She had a problem with it. She felt like they were too big, and I'm like, so what? You know, it doesn't really matter. As long as you're happy with it, that's all that truly matters at the end of the day. But yeah, that self-confidence has to come through. And once you have it, you notice that a lot of people show it through their clothing and the way that they carry themselves, because they're more open to trying new things.
That's exactly how I am. I've been around people where I've put clothing on and they turn their head up and see, I'm silly. So if I know you got a problem with something, I'm going to purposely walk in front of you, twirl and everything else. Oh, you see me? And then I'm going to keep going. Because that's just me. Because obviously you feel some kind of threat, because if you didn't feel any kind of threat, it wouldn't bother you.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep, I agree. I totally agree with you. You know, because I'm big about some people kiss my ass.
I'm the same way. Like I said, I could be real silly. Because, I mean, being a plus-size woman and coming to the industry, people are going to say things. But, see, my skin is tough. Everybody's skin is not tough. My skin is tough. And, like I said, people's opinions don't pay bills. So you're entitled to have it, just like I'm entitled not to pay you no mind.
Exactly.
I totally agree.
You kept looking like you was going to say something. I know I have a text message here. She wants to get into the little TV thing that you're doing now, because she just texted me, ask about the TV show.
Okay.
So just tell us a little bit, a snippet of what's it all about, and how did you get into it?
Well, I'll tell you, I'll just keep it short, because I don't want nobody to get on me, but... I'm a new cast member on a reality TV show that's coming out spring 2017. As the cover says on there, it's Single Mompreneurs of Atlanta. I think everybody should catch that show. I really think everybody should catch it, because it's something else. It really is. It's something else. And it's not like the regular shows that's out here. It is, whew, Lord.
It's going to keep you entertained in a fun way.
Yes, it is. It really is. And I think it's going to motivate a lot of single mothers. It really is. It's going to motivate them a lot.
What channel is it going to come on?
I can't say right yet.
Okay.
I can't say yet. Until we release it, I can't say anything yet, but everybody will know. I will put it up everywhere, and I have to come back on and tell you guys.
Oh, yeah. Now, you said spring. That's around the corner. That's like 3 months ago, 2 months ago. Yeah. Ooh.
Yep.
Okay. So, are you shooting now, or are you about to shoot?
Oh, no, we already started.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's good. That's good.
So it's not like Real Housewives of Atlanta. It's not.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
TV, some of it is scripted and some of it is real. So is it.
Oh, no, no.
Okay.
It's reality. It's real.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, a lot of people are. You guys have to check out the page or Facebook because we do little snippets and behind the scenes and stuff on there, and we post things up there.
Okay. So, and it's going to be it's shooting in Atlanta itself, in the city?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's down the street and around the corner.
Let's go find the city.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
They're always.
I'm excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I'm glad for you. It sounds really interesting.
Yes, it is.
So, can you just tell us a little bit of the premise of the show? I mean, without giving away so much detail. I mean, I know you said. You can't talk a lot about it, but it's about single moms that are doing what? Like, y'all are just living your lives, trying to make it work, and single moms working, living, coming together. Is that basically what it's about?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay.
That's all. Yeah, that's all it is. I can't say too much. Yeah, I can't say too much. Because I don't want to give it away. So I can't say too much. Everybody to be surprised, and which they will be.
So how did you get picked up? How was it brought to you?
Oh, no. One of my models has seen it. They were auditioning for it, and she gave it to me, and I went up there. I had to work that day, so I just got off. When I got off work, I just went over there in my uniform and stuff, and I auditioned for it. And they called me back in, like, 2 days.
Oh, cool. All right.
So hopefully y'all get picked up for a third and fourth season and beyond for a while.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because it needs something different outside of what's already up here on TV. Because, I mean, just about everything that's reality, they all fighting and carrying on and just a lot of ratchet stuff. It's just, you know, they need to put something out there besides ratchetness and women and fighting and stuff. It needs to be a little bit more out there because there's young kids picking up on that stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, that right there, Lord have mercy. I used to watch it, but I don't watch it as much right now because that's just ridiculous.
Yeah. That's just
ridiculous.
Yeah. Jocelyn and her crew, they go, and now Mimi, and first she was hanging on to the shower.
They do it too much. I mean, and Hip Hop is... Hip-hop is more than just that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
It's more
I
than
agree.
That. And see, it's actually giving people, letting them think, you know, you got these young artists, these up-and-coming artists coming in here, so they're getting the wrong perception. So, and you know, these young boys and these young guys, they seeing all these rappers and stuff in here with all these females and stuff and doing all this extra stuff. It's more to it than that. You need to be focused on trying to be successful, getting your music out here and doing what you got to do instead of chasing a woman.
True.
That is true.
I agree. And I agree. We need to see something positive about women working and being mothers and just being career women and being just positivity. We need that as black women right now.
Yeah, so because, the concept of it, how I see a lot of the black shows up there, they're giving the wrong impression.
Mm-hmm.
And black people are not like how they got it up on TV. Everybody don't act like that.
No.
Exactly.
Mm-mm.
And see, they're holding up to the stereotypes of what they already think of us anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So you showing all that up there, they're just like, okay, see, we knew they act like this. No, they don't.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, I'm going to ask you another question about the show. So with the cast, is it just a cast of black women, or is it a cast of... Okay.
Now, how do you find time to balance, you know, work and being a single parent?
Oh, I don't have a choice.
Exactly.
I don't have a choice. That's not even that. I don't have a choice. That has never even encountered in my head. I don't have a choice. I do what I got to do. I know where I want to be, and I know how I plan my life. I know the ventures I want to succeed in. So I don't have a choice.
Right. So you just see it and go for it. Nothing's gonna stand in your way.
Oh, no, not nothing. And if it is, I know how to move them out of the way.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, because as a black woman, you know, we have to learn early in life how to juggle more than one, two, three, and
of
four.
Of course.
You know, so.
And see, I have a daughter, so I'm showing my daughter, you know, anything you want to do, you can do it. You just got to put it in work for it. Because nothing is given to you. Ain't nobody handing out no kind of success, no checks, no nothing. You got to work for it.
Exactly.
And if you work for it, you appreciate it more.
True. Exactly. I totally agree. And that's a good lesson that you're teaching her. If you have, it's better to learn that lesson now than to learn it when your face is hitting that pavement, you know. But now you're giving her a foundation. And a lot of kids don't get that, and that's sad to say, but you have to set that foundation. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she knows, you know, as she works towards whatever she wants to be or whatever she chooses to do, it's gonna be some stepping blocks. It's gonna be some things that happen. You're gonna fall down. You just gotta pick yourself back up and keep going.
Yep.
Because that's just a part of it. That just comes with it. You're gonna fall. I've done it plenty of times. I'm sure I'm going to do it again. I'm sure some more stuff is going to come up, but it's not going to stop nothing.
Yeah. Have to learn how to get back up and dust yourself off. Definitely. That in this life. So, and if you want something, you have to do that. You're absolutely right.
And it's not only just with business. It's just with anything, life in general.
Yeah.
You're
right.
Now, when this show takes off, are you ready for the popularity that you're about to be thrown into?
With me, a lot of people tell me because I still act like, oh, it's nothing. But see, with myself, I try to stay humble. I'm not trying to get big-headed. I'm not trying to get arrogant. I'm not trying to get none of that. I'm keeping myself humble because I do know the same way I got it, the same way it can be taken away. So... I'm not going to let myself get to that level where, you know, some people get to a certain level, they think they're better, they think this, they that. That's not me. I'm not trying to be like that. And everyone in my circle, I've told them, if you ever see me get to that level, if you got to slap me, do it. I can come back to reality. Because that's not the type of person that I want to be.
Exactly.
I mean, I have my name. A lot of people know who I am. I treat people the same way. Because at the end of the day, we are the same. I just might be on a different level, but we all still put our pants on the same way.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So where can they, if they wanted to find out more about the show, where can they go to, you know, find out more about the show when it's coming on and the date and time and stuff?
The show has a page called Single Mompreneurs of Atlanta. They can find it on Facebook.
Okay. If you want to just, you know, go to Facebook, I'm sure if you even Google it, you know, the whole bunch of stuff will pop up because it's everywhere.
Oh, yeah. It's up there.
It's everywhere.
It's up there everywhere. Yeah, it is. It's everywhere. It is up there.
And also, where can they find your design page?
It's 1246 Designs. That's on Facebook. It's on Twitter, Instagram. I'm everywhere. They can type in my name, Danny Rockmore. It'll on Google. It'll come up everywhere. It still shocks me when I put it in, because I be having people type that in and see what it say, and I be looking. I'm like, oh man, it's just everywhere. I mean, cause it's just it amazes me, because I'm like, I knew my clothing line would take off, but I didn't know it would do it like that.
Right.
I didn't know. It's just amazing. And then with me having all these new designs coming out this year, because, like I say, I still work. I'm still doing the filming. I got some other things I'm doing. I'm trying to get the tour ready. So I try to juggle everything, but some stuff, I still get shocked. I still get surprised.
Yeah. And if your name shows up on the first thing that pops up on Google, that means a lot of people have been typing in your name.
Yeah, and see, I noticed that. See, I did it from other people's phone, and even if you just put in the first name, the rest of it pops up there, and I'm like, okay, wow. So it's a few pages up there, and I'm like, goodness gracious.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I got a text from one of my friends. She's like, ooh, see if she can come out to Texas and do something.
Well, it's funny she mentioned that, because I will be in Texas in October.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually going to be in Houston for a fashion show.
Well, there you go. She's going to be in Houston, so find her page on Facebook or Google and, you know, click like on it. And maybe you can add her as a friend if she you know, wants to add you. So you can keep
I mean, I'll add everybody, but I think I might be at my limit.
Okay.
But I try to add people. I try to get everybody up there. That's one reason why I got my fan page. But people can follow me. But I will add anyone. I'm not like that.
Okay. So there you go. You got your information. So how you can find us? So you know, Google search it. You'll pop up everywhere.
Oh yeah. I'm up there.
What am I doing?
Yeah, are you doing that?
What am I doing?
Oh, looking for, searching the name?
Oh, yeah, I was looking.
See what pops up?
Well, yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying about your name, because the first time I saw someone search Night Talks with Sasha, then it kind of blew my mind when I came up on Google, too. But, yeah, I'm looking at the Single Mom Entrepreneurs of Atlanta. I'm looking at the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was doing. Sorry, y'all. I got caught up doing that.
We got a lot of things we're doing.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, like I was interrupting your phone watching something. What?
Me? Yeah, you. It was porn. I wasn't looking at porn.
You just snapped your head around like, who, what? Me? What am I doing?
Exactly. Exactly. What am I doing? What are you talking
about? So if anybody wants to get in touch with you to have you create a design for them, how can they do that? Just by hitting you up on your Facebook page?
Yeah, if you go to the 1246 design page, it has the services and everything up there for you to create your custom design, and it automatically comes to me, and I'll set up an appointment to meet with the person if they're locally, or we can talk on the phone or however they choose to do it. A lot of people... You know, a lot of people like to work through email so they can send a picture of something that they like, or I'll sketch out something and they'll tell me what all they want on it. But they can go to the page.
Okay.
And it's 1246 Designs with the Z.
Okay, I see it. Y'all look all pretty, all different shades of darkness.
Yeah, we're from all different walks of life.
Now, is the whole cast from Atlanta, or is somebody from, say, North Carolina or Florida?
Oh, I'm from North Carolina.
But you
I'm
now
the only one from North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Hmm?
So everybody else is from.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I'm the only one from North Carolina. The rest of them are from different places.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we can only have one Carolina girl up there. They can't have too many because us in Carolina now, we turn up too much.
That's true.
They can't put all of us together.
Yes. So, I seen a photo shoot that you was doing. I believe it was you were doing, and you did like a what was it, Facebook live thing?
Which one? I do a lot of them. I've done many of them.
I believe it was like a week or two ago. You did a Facebook live. You had to be real quiet.
Oh yeah, I was on set filming. I was sneaking. I had to. I was sneaking because they don't want us to do that, but I was sneaking, talking to people. So I snuck in the back. But I think the producer caught me though. But I mean, I wasn't doing no wrong. I was just sneaking.
You were being quiet. Because
everybody was hitting me up, and I mean, that's why I was whispering, like, y'all gonna get me in trouble.
Yep.
But a lot of people would hit me up like, what's going on? But that's why I was whispering so much. Everybody was like, why are you whispering? I just told y'all I was sneaking. So they just, I mean, I have fun on set, though. I have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always cutting up.
Now, I know you ain't going to be able to answer this question, so I'm not even going to ask it. But will y'all be, like, together at one point and, you know, conversating and just telling your ups and your downs, or is it just like a look into each one of y'all individually?
You gotta watch the show.
Oh.
You gotta watch it. You gotta watch it.
Gotcha.
Trust me, y'all are gonna like it. You gotta watch it.
Gotcha.
They're going to be doing a lot of laughing, too. Because it's funny as well.
Now, if somebody was out there that wanted to start their own business, can you give, like, one suggestion how they should go about doing that?
First of all, they need to make sure everything that they're doing, whichever business that it is that they're going into, make sure everything is in order. Because these days, these industries are so cutthroat, it makes no sense. People are trying to find any kind of way to tear someone else's business down. Because it's like everybody is competing with another. Instead of everybody coming together, we all get the money, it's everybody is trying to compete or outdo the next. So anyone that wants, you know, don't stop, keep going. You might get a couple no's. You still keep going. Because there's some yeses coming. So I would tell anybody, just don't stop. If it's your passion, go for it. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not possible. It's not going to happen overnight, but it will happen.
Oh, that's true. That is true. Well, we got about 2 minutes left. You want to tell anybody where they can reach you or any other things that you're doing before we go?
Like I said, they can reach me on Facebook. They can reach me on Instagram at Rockmore_1246. Same thing for Twitter. I'm on all the social media, mostly on Facebook all the time.
Okay.
But they can reach me. They can reach me. I answer back, inboxes. I'm always talking to people in my inbox.
Mhm. And she quick to respond. It ain't gonna take 4 or 5
days.
Yeah,
it doesn't take me. No, I don't. The only way I might not respond very fast is if I'm at work, because I still have to work.
Mhm. Which is understandable. Well, we'd like to thank Miss Dani Rockmore for coming through once again and telling us about her new fashion design that she'd be coming out with. Later on this year, her tour will be up and coming sometime
starting
in
June.
And
the first stop is going to be in Miami.
Yep. In Miami.
Yep. Got to go there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Miami, that's where it's at. Then I'm ending it in
it
Atlanta.
It is.
Yep. It's hot.
So we'd like to thank her and coming through, and stay tuned because we will be having her back once, you know, her show gets on the air. Had to come back here so she really, you know, get in detail about what the show is about.
And it's Single Mompreneurs of Atlanta.
Thank you, because I couldn't say it. Yeah. Single Mompreneurs.
Mompreneurs.
There you go.
Yeah, is there an entrepreneur?
Mompreneur. There you go.
Yeah. And you can find out about the show on Facebook.
I wasn't going to get into that one.
I got the cover photo on there and the pages up there. You can read about the concept of what the show is. And like I said, we put behind-the-scenes photos. We put a lot of things up there to keep people, so that they can keep up with everything that's going on.
Right. Now, can that stuff be shared, or they don't want it shared, or?
No, people share it all the time. My notifications
are
always going off all night long. People share all kinds of things. But because it's good, it's because it's getting the name of the show out there so people
right.
can know what's going on.
Right. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That is so true. I think I got a inkling on what channel's gonna come, but I ain't gonna say nothing.
I won't say nothing.
But
I won't say
a,
anything.
But it's a good channel.
Does it have a V in it?
A what?
A V.
A V.
I don't know.
Well, I have to see. Only got 2 more months, so.
Yeah.
First letter starts with an L.
Come on, take it
away.
I know
everybody is trying to figure out where it is. I get so many messages. Well, when is it air? When does it come? Well, you have to wait. And see, the anticipation from everybody, I love it, because they're ready to see it. And then a lot of my friends are like, we have got to see you up here because you are crazy. I know, but y'all still going to have to wait.
Okay. I was trying to get y'all.
Well, I'm taking bets, so, you know.
Y'all have a
team. Easy. Oh, Lord, she's going to be trying to figure it out all night.
I must have had a number in it.
Y'all will figure it out. They will find out.
Tell us what it ain't going
to be. Easy.
Y'all are crazy.
We know which one is not. We know it's not DET. We can say that one. It's not the
No. You know they don't do nothing. They don't want to do nothing. I don't know what in the world they done turned into.
They
done went completely away from everything.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm still looking. I'm still
know.
Looking. I got all kinds of pages.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm grateful. That's all I can say. I'm grateful.
Yeah. I understand. And that's wonderful that you have so much success, continued success to you. Well, we don't want to get cut off. But I want to thank you again for coming on. I can't wait because I'm still racking my brain.
Well, you're welcome. I thank you all for having me up there.
Oh, you're so welcome. Anytime you're ready to come back, just let me know, and
yeah,
we'll put you on.
Whatever you
all
want.
All right, I sure will.